Hello and welcome to the She Reads Truth podcast. She Reads Truth creates beautiful, accessible Bible reading plans and resources to help you get into God's Word every day. Each week here on the podcast, we usually talk about what we're going to read together as a community that week, but this week, we are in week three of our three-week bonus series where we're answering some of your questions. We're answering questions about Bible reading, about life as a woman in the Word, and about She Reads Truth. I'm your host, Amanda Bible Williams.
And I'm your other host, Rachel Myers. And y'all, I mean, bonus episode three. I like that it's called bonus. It feels good. I just feel like something special
Everybody
is happening.
Everybody needs a bonus every once in a while.
I'm excited. Okay, before we get into bonus episode number three, I am just, this is your friendly neighborhood reminder that next Monday we are back to our regularly scheduled programming. It may not be a bonus, but it is really, really good. Next Monday, we are, as a community, opening the book of Amos together. Old Testament prophet, so excited. A lot of y'all already have your books as subscribers. A lot of y'all have already ordered your study books as individuals. And if you don't fall under either of those two categories, it is not too late. You can go to shopshereadstruth.com/Amos and get a digital study book, or you can order a physical study book right now, get fast shipping, and it'll get to you as quickly as we can.
That's right. But just read with us. We're excited to dive into Amos next week.
I'm really excited about this book.
It's been a while since we've read Amos on its own.
Right.
And just read through the whole book. So I'm excited about that. Now, okay, so we said this is bonus episode three of three.
Yes.
A little series of three. And we've been answering questions. Mm-hmm. So if you've missed those, the first week we talked about what reading the Bible with She Reads Truth has meant to us personally over the last 10, 11 years. And last week we answered the question of how do we choose our reading plans. And so we talked a lot about what we read and why we create our resources the way that we do. And this week, Rachel, we have a new question.
New question.
I'm very excited about this one.
I'm excited to get to talk about this. Like the and we've said every week, like we get a lot of questions and we kind of try to get to the core of what folks are asking or maybe pick one that represents many. And this week's question is, how do you give yourself grace when reading the Bible daily is difficult?
I mean, first of all, isn't it?
It's a good, honest question.
It is. I think that the reason that this question is so representative of a conversation that we often have with each other, that we often have with other women, that people ask us often, it resonates because it acknowledges that life is hard and tricky and schedules are are difficult. And so, you know, we talk about being a woman in the Word of God every day, but, and also that can be easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's just the truth.
And it, like, we talked last week about, like, I kind of threw back last week to, like, early Rachel and Amanda, 2012, and, like, how She Reads Truth interacted with our lives then, as we talked about, like, the audacity of just opening the Bible for ourselves and just reading it.
I can do that?
Without any, like, preamble.
And
how, like I said, audacious that felt, and now how, like, normal and good it feels. Yeah. But likewise, it's funny that, like, this also kind of throws me back to 2012, Rachel and Amanda, because I remember when She Reads Truth started, I was, you know, a mom of a five-year-old and a two-year-old.
Yeah, we had very young children.
You were a mom of a five-year-old and two two-year-olds.
Yeah.
You just say in a tired, far away. But I remember asking myself the question, does my life, does the way I live my life reflect what I believe?
I mean, what a question.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Well, and listen, that's maybe if I hadn't asked that question, who knows where we would be. But the answer was no, it doesn't. If I believe that reading the Bible is the way to know God, if I believe that reading the Bible is important, if I say that it is both important and urgent.
And if you say, as a follower of Jesus, if you say, well, I believe that the Bible is true, I believe what the Bible says.
Do I know what it says?
Right. And the honest answer for me 10 years ago was not really.
Right.
I mean, some of it, I know parts of it, but I had not truly and consistently immersed myself.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too late. It's never too late.
And I think that I like this question because, again, the question is, how do you give yourself grace when reading the Bible daily is difficult? And I think like the first thing that I want to say is I want to acknowledge that it is difficult. There are a lot of good things that we do that are difficult. And I think that like for me as a young mom, I thought, this is hard. It will get easier when both of my kids are in school.
Yeah.
And then both of my kids were in school and I had a full-time job. And I thought, this will get easier when X,
right,
you know?
Right.
It's like even like when I was like in high school, I was like, it'll get easier to read my Bible when I have like a more flexible college class schedule. Or like right. when I was in college and I was like, when my class schedule is not so weird.
Right.
You always look to that next season of life and go, it'll be easier to read my Bible then.
Mm-hmm. It'll be easier to be, I do that with so many things, you know, where I think about future me and like, oh, and,
well, she's very organized.
Future Amanda is really going to be able to take care of this.
High self-discipline.
Yeah.
Her
house is going to be so tidy.
Don't look at me. Look at her.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm living future Amanda to past Amanda. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's actually like things get a little more complicated. Some things do, and some things do get easier, and life is layered and complex, and seasons come and go, and they all have their unique challenges.
That's right.
And that is a reality that we would do well to acknowledge.
I think so.
Especially when it comes to our faith and to Bible reading, that it doesn't have to look the same from day to day or from season to season. Don't hear me say that consistency is not good and having a plan and like a place to read your Bible. That is good. Mm-hmm. But that will change over time. And there will be days where you have to just make it work in a way that is not ideal, you know, and that's okay. There'll be days where quiet time is a hilarious phrase to you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's important to acknowledge that life changes from season to season. That is appropriate. That's the way God made us. Mm-hmm. God made seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for us to acknowledge that to each other and remind each other of that, remind ourselves of that. It's also important to remember that my season's not the same as yours.
That's right. Yeah.
And so it's not fair for me or for you for me to compare our seasons.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, so like, I'm thinking back to, we talked last week about design on purpose and how we, our Living Hope book and how we like hung all of the stained glass from the ceiling and photographed it from all these angles and like talked about how the Christian life, like it's beautiful in that it's different. And like the light shining through all of the different colored panes of glass, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so I think like a little bit that makes me think of this, where like, yeah, everybody's got a different life experience, different life season, situation, all of those things. And I think that, Amanda, tell me if you disagree, I think that as believers, we are so careful not to shame one another that sometimes we overcompensate and forget to hold each other accountable or to or to remind each other of what is important.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't disagree with that. I think it is important.
It's
not
a hard
to shame
thing
each
to
other.
Say. It's a hard thing to say, right. And it's a hard thing to hear and agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important that we don't shame each other. Shame is not
that's the enemy.
That is correct. I mean, we see it in the garden with the fig leaves and the hiding and the covering, and then we've done it ever since, right? So I do not desire to shame you. And I have to remind, I'm just going to be real honest right now. I have to remind myself, even when it comes to my kids who are no longer super tiny, one is pretty small, but like that has no place in my parenting of them, right? Mm-hmm. That it is not a reflection of God's love for them, for me to shame them or to say, because what shame is saying like, I see what kind of person you are based on your actions.
Right.
And so what we want to do instead is say, and I had to do this just this morning with my littlest, is say, hey, the way that you just behaved, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You're actually a really kind boy. You want, he'll say, I want to be respectful. And I'm like, I know you do. That is who you are. That is your heart. But those actions you just took were not respectful, right? And so let's try to align. And this is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's try to align our actions, our lives with what we know to be true.
Yeah,
I think that that's true because if you just gave me a pass, Rachel, as my friend, and you saw, for example, if you saw that I was neglecting my Bible reading or my prayer life, or there have been times where church fellowship is really difficult for us. And you would very gently and in love say to me, I'm concerned that you are not actively a part of your church family right now. And I would say, I need to hear that, because the truth was that was a very hard season.
Yeah.
And also my need, our need for the fellowship of the saints was still very real. In fact, realer than real, right? And so that is the balance that we have as followers of Jesus who are in community with one another, is that we want to call each other and remind each other of what we are called to. And I believe that we can do that without shaming each other.
I do too.
I believe that we can do it in love and say, I want this for you because I know that it's good for you and because I know that it's actually what you want to, that you want the peace of Christ that passes all understanding.
That's right.
So yeah, so part of this, relevant to this conversation, Rachel, is the funny conversation that we often have in the office of, or just with each other, of like, how do you give yourself grace? Wait a minute. can I actually give myself grace? And part of this is like a funny, like, Bible nerd, Jesus
Bible
juke
nerd
thing that we're doing.
Is
where
it
we're
possible
like,
for a broken human to distribute grace?
Grace. The grace of Jesus. And I think, yes, we can be instruments of grace for one another.
Absolutely. Trophies of grace, even.
Correct. And also what we have to remember, as our chief content officer, Jessica, said to us, grace doesn't depend on us.
Yeah.
And that is freedom, my friends.
The grace is available to us.
That's right. That's right. And so even better than you give it, if you're listening to me right now and you have small children and you cannot fathom a world in which you can carve out 10 minutes to read your Bibles, I want you to know that I get that. I have been there and I understand that. But even better than you giving yourself grace is the Savior of your soul is offering you His grace.
That's good.
And also, He's saying, follow me.
Yeah. Yeah. And He's calling you. Yeah.
And He's saying, follow me. And His word that is living and active says, it is a light unto your path.
That's right.
And it is a lamp unto your feet. And it is good.
It's an invitation to rest.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey friends, hitting pause really quickly on this conversation because I want to tell you about our newest upcoming study. Beginning May 22nd, we're going to be opening the book of Amos together as a community. Now, of course, Amanda and I will be podcasting our way through this book, but you're not going to want to miss having a physical or digital study book with you as you go. And as you guys know, study books, that's where all of the scripture is printed right there in the book, not to mention all the extras that you can't get anywhere else. You're going to get the tips for reading Old Testament prophets. You're going to get reflection prompts, note-taking space. It's really the space that you can explore and experience the whole She Reads Truth study all in one spot. And it's just such a great companion for listening to the podcast. Okay, books can be purchased at shopshereadstruth.com. And while you're there, consider getting a he and she bundle, which is such a great way to study scripture together as a couple. Also, if you want, grab a 12-card set. Those are such a nice thing to set out in your house, to memorize scripture, to hand to a friend. They're gorgeous, and they just keep you remembering to be a woman in the Word of God every day. Also, while you're at the shop, you can consider a digital study book, which is page for page the same as a physical study book, just digital. So you get it immediately and you have it on your iPad or your phone, whatever you need. So plan to join us in the book of Amos beginning May 22nd as we explore together as a community God's heart for righteousness and justice. Head to shopshereadstruth.com/Amos, A-M-O-S, now to shop the entire collection. That is shopshereadstruth.com/Amos. Okay, back to the show. I don't know, really, like, I'm trying to think of, like, all the ways to answer this question for y'all listening that feels philosophically helpful, but also practically helpful. And like, I think back to, I'm past the little kid years. My kids are 12 and 16 now.
Yeah.
Actually 13 and 16.
Holy moly.
Moment of silence for the pre-teenage years.
We have two teenagers in the house. But I remember the years. And so I can look back and think about the seasons in which I was not a diligent Bible reader and the seasons in which it went well. And there were both, to be clear. But I will tell you, practically speaking, one of my most successful habits was reading the Bible out loud in the living room.
Yes.
It was just like, here I am. And y'all, it turns out kids just like to listen to their mama's voice a lot of the time. And every kid is different. But my kids did not mind if they were sitting in the living room playing and I came in and I knew that the only way I was going to get this done is if I read it out loud and that they could hear that I was busy and doing something.
In those years, if you read it to yourself, you're either going to fall asleep.
Yep. not process it, whatever it
right,
is,
or just be interrupted. Get super distracted or get interrupted. That's right. It is logistically very hard.
The audible, like the out loud Bible reading was like the best accountability to myself and the people around me that I was reading my Bible right
now. That's what you were doing. You were filling your home with scripture.
I was filling my home with
scripture. And there's power in that, y'all.
Those kids heard that scripture and they just like wherever they were, whatever. So like that's, if we're talking, we've talked some philosophical advice. Yeah. Practically, that was something that worked really well for me.
Yeah.
There is also like the getting up early, which I bet a lot of y'all are already getting up early for a million other things.
That's something that future Amanda is really going to do well.
She's going to be awesome.
She's going to be so good at that.
Someday she's going to look back and be like, I remember when I didn't do this. It's hard to remember a season where I wasn't rising early. Here's something interesting, Amanda. On Instagram, back in, I guess it was February, we posted like a UGC. Y'all listening, UGC is user-generated content. Mm-hmm. So it means like that there was a she on Instagram who shared about us and we reposted her reel. And the reel was like a, here's my morning routine and how scripture fits into it. And I will tell you, Amanda, it was impressive.
I mean,
you've seen it, right?
I have. Okay. I remember it. And I mean, I'll tell you one thing I knew from watching that. She did not come to that routine overnight.
She fought hard for it.
I mean, yes. I don't know how anyone could have the discipline of that type of morning without fighting and practicing.
Yeah.
And also failing a lot in the process. And I'm sure if she were here sitting on a mic with us, that she would have. So she would probably laugh really hard if we even indicated that anything about what we just witnessed in a tiny reel was easy.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Well, and I just think about like, we also acknowledge that like Instagram isn't real life. Like this was, cameras were set up in the making
it's
of this reel.
It's funny that they're called reels.
Right. Fakes. Oh my goodness, I like calling them fakes. But the truth is like this mama was showing, she was just kind of going first and going like, this is my morning. And I get up early and I read my Bible and I work out and I make lunches for my kids, do some laundry and like get everybody out the door. And it was precious and sweet. And we wanted to share that.
Y'all, I mean, I wanted to give her a standing ovation.
I was just like, this is amazing. And I am. And to me, my response to that was like, I was inspired and encouraged. Like, you know what? If she can do this with three kids, I don't feel shamed. I feel encouraged. Like, I feel inspired. Yeah. But the response to that Instagram reel was really mixed.
Yeah, because for women who that is very different than their day-to-day, they felt like, because what do? Guys, we compare.
We compare.
Goodness gracious. Like, be inspired by one another, cheer each other on, but then start where you are.
Yeah.
Start where you are. You do not, we don't wake up the next morning and have an immaculate 20-step morning routine. That's not reality.
Yeah.
But let that spur you on. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what we're all, be holy as I am holy?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is not shaming us.
Yeah. And holiness does not equal clean laundry. Hallelujah.
Thank you for saying that.
Because you should see my laundry room.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Or children in matching outfits.
Right.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
It does not. But it is still something that he calls us to. Even saying like, follow me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of these are high, high goals.
And I will tell you, like, so at the date of this recording, like that Instagram reel has almost 500,000 views. Like, just like a lot of people.
Just a lot of attention.
Wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Got a lot of attention. More than 500 comments. And the comment section was just interesting to me. some people, you know, saw that and were just like, oh my goodness, like way to go. And others, you know, I think were probably confronted with like, well, that's not my routine, you know, and kind of took that in different ways and some really valid ways of just like, that's not possible for me or, you know, X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And I think it sparked a really good, healthy conversation that sort of feels really relevant to this episode, which is, okay, that's all right. That doesn't have to be you. Let's cheer each other on.
Guys, that's not me either.
Yeah. Let's cheer each other on. However, like whatever any woman's Bible reading routine looks like, let's tell her a good job.
Good job.
And let's think.
I see how you made room for that.
I see how you made room for that. And all right, how can I make more room? You know, and this just comes back to that question. Does the way that I live my life, the way that I order my days, is it John Mark Comer who says, your system is perfectly set up to give you the results that you're getting?
Yes, and it's so
I hate
true.
That.
I hate that.
The results that
John
you're getting.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
But it challenges us to set up our systems to give us the results that we want.
It's challenging. Yeah. And I think another in the way of this is sort of philosophical meets practical. I think something that is helpful for me and for us is to maybe ask ourselves, what's the goal of reading our Bibles mm-hmm. every day?
That's good.
If I want to be a woman in the Word of God every day, why? What is my goal here? Mm-hmm. And maybe grab a journal and write them down. And then when you see something like that, that actually feels like it elicits in you either a defensive posture or a posture of wanting to shame ourselves yeah. or shame someone else, that we say, wait, what is the goal of Bible reading? Mm-hmm. And I think we would all agree that it's not about just checking the box mm-hmm. and acting the part. Mm-hmm. That's not what we want.
Yeah.
That's not what I want.
No.
I want relationship.
That's right.
And I think also to remember, like, what is Bible reading? It's an invitation.
Yeah.
It is not to be a shame or guilt inducer. It's a mirror. It reflects us back to ourselves. And that's hard sometimes. It's hard a lot of times.
It's often a reformer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It convicts us. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what 2 Timothy says. It's useful for us, and it rebukes and corrects and reforms us. Mm-hmm. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do.
I mean, to close the episode, like the answer to the question of like how to give ourselves grace and like and each other grace, like I think one of the things I want to say is let us be women mm-hmm. who spur each other on to that love and good works, as scripture says, but like spur each other towards Jesus. Let's help each other toward Jesus.
Yes.
And so if a woman is doing a good job and it's better than you feel that you're doing, cheer her on, mm-hmm. be inspired by her, be encouraged by her. If you see a woman who is not
Struggling.
Who is struggling, and that's just not the reality of her day to day, encourage her. Because and don't think that encouraging her is in any way shaming her, but draw her to Jesus. Invite her in the way that Jesus would.
Yeah, yeah. Invite her in the way that Jesus would. That's it, Rachel. Yeah. That's it. Because as, you know, I think part of, for me, the kind of bottom line of the question here is like, how do we offer ourselves grace when this is hard and we're struggling? Is that the reason that is something we can do is because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the place that I find that mm-hmm. oftentimes is in Scripture. If Jesus is the source of grace, mm-hmm. then fight for it, you all. Fight for opening your Bibles, because that's where you're going to be reminded of that grace mm-hmm. and of what it looks like with flesh on. Look at how Jesus lived his life. And I would also just say, grab the moments that you can get and let that be a starting point.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't set the bar at the 4-hour morning routine. Mm-hmm. Set the first bar, you know, like start small, mm-hmm. start small, and then let that seed grow.
That's right. That's right. Start the bar, just opening your Bible.
Don't despise humble beginnings.
And you all know about me. If you have listened before these bonus episodes, you know that I am indeed very into gardening. And and it is hard for me to go too many episodes without talking about it. And so here's what I'll tell you today about gardening. I follow this account online who gives like all this coaching advice, just really practical coaching advice for gardening. And one of the lessons that she gave said, like, put it on your calendar for like while you have just planted fresh little tiny seeds in your garden. They are, even if you have irrigation, they need to be surface watered every day. She said, put it on your calendar for the first 2 weeks after you put your seeds in your bed. They need to be surface watered. Put it on your calendar so that you won't forget. And I just thought, if I'm putting seed watering on my calendar every day so that I don't forget to water my seeds, mm-hmm. why couldn't I also put daily bread on my calendar?
Just water
put
your
it
soul.
Physically on my iCal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to water my soul today. You know what? Maybe I can do it at the same time. Let's see. Like, how can we do this? But I think that, like, as I'm learning to be a good gardener and to tend my seeds, I think I am also learning some of those very intentional, practical, self-disciplinary steps of tending my soul.
And you're not earning God's love or the grace of Jesus. That is an act of receiving it.
That's good.
When you open your Bible, you are receiving God's love. You are receiving the grace of Jesus. Don't let that get twisted in your mind where it becomes a checked box. Allow there to be discipline and accountability, but as Jesus would give it.
That's right.
As the Lord would discipline the one he loves.
Mm. That's good.
That is what we're doing. And the goal is him. Mm-hmm. The goal is not the actual Bible reading. That is a way to the goal. The goal is knowing Jesus
Like we talk about that you don't go to the gym to work out. You go to the gym to work out to get strong.
That's right.
And to be well.
That's right.
And so we go to the Word to be well and to the Jesus, the ultimate goal. So as you close out this podcast episode, listening friends, hear no shame, hear invitation, and hear just exhortation that if you need grace, go to Jesus. Where can you find Jesus? In his word. Like, we encourage you as Jesus would to come to him, all you who are weary and heavy laden, he will give you rest.
That's right. Just like you are.
The bread of life. He is the living water that you will never thirst again. Like, that is where to go if you are worn out, dog tired.
Yeah. God's word is not for future you. Mm-mm. It's for right
it's for
now,
you
just like you are.
That's right.
I mean, just remember the people that stood before Jesus in all manner of conditions, both spiritual and physical and emotional, and remember the way he received and loved them. Mm-hmm. This notion that you have to have it together to come to the Savior is bogus. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself.
Amen.
Come just like you are. And if you have more questions that you want to share, it's been a privilege to get to respond to some of the questions that you've had, and it would be such an honor to actually hear them from your voices.
Yes.
So we have a voicemail box set up where any questions that you have about Bible reading or She Reads Truth, any story you want to share of what reading God's Word with She Reads Truth has meant to you or something that you have learned, we would love to hear that from you. You can go to shereadstruth.com/voicemail and follow the prompts there and leave a message, and we might feature it on a future episode.
Yeah, I would love that. All right, friends listening, thank you for joining us for these three really fun, I've enjoyed, hopefully you've enjoyed as well, bonus episodes. And then come back next week, next Monday, we will be opening the Old Testament Prophet, the book of Amos together. It's going to be a great reminder to get your study books if you don't already have them at shopshereadstruth.com. And until next week, my dear friend Amanda, you get the privilege, you get to say it.
I'm ready.
Do we tell our friends?
Friends, keep opening your Bibles.